Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a classic Reese patch from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming straight for that jungle, old-school drum and bass vibe. If you've ever heard that wide, gritty, moving bass line sitting under bricks and thought, yeah, that's the sound, this is how you start making it yourself. The cool thing is, you do not need a super complicated setup. In fact, for a good Reese, simple is usually better. We're going to use mostly stock Ableton devices. Keep the patch beginner-friendly and focus on the important stuff: detune, movement, grit, and keeping the low end clean. First, create a new MIDI track and load up Waveedable. If you don't have Waveedable, analog can work too, but Waveedable gives us a nice visual way to understand what's happening. Set your tempo somewhere in the 160 to 174 BPM range so you're hearing it in a proper jungle and DNB context. Now let's build the raw sound. Start with oscillator 1 and choose something simple, like a saw wave. A square wave can also work if you want a slightly hollower, more retro tone. Keep it low, around minus 1 octave or at 0 depending on how deep you want it. Don't get fancy yet. The whole point here is to start with a simple tone that already has some weight. Then bring in oscillator 2. Use the same waveform or something very close to it. The Reese sound comes from two very similar tones being slightly out of tune with each other. So detune oscillator 2 by a small amount, maybe plus 6 to plus 12 cents. That tiny difference is what creates the beating and swirling movement that makes the Reese feel alive. If you want a bit more thickness, you can add a little unison, but be careful. 2 to 4 voices is plenty to start with. If you push this too far, the sound can turn into a huge super saw style lead, and that is not really the old school jungle energy we want. We want wide and menacing, not shiny and euphoric. At this stage, listen closely. The raw synth should already feel slightly unstable in a good way. If it sounds plain, that is okay, because the filtering and processing are where the character really starts to show. Next, we shape the tone with a low pass filter. Start with the cutoff somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz, depending on how dark you want it. Keep the resonance low to medium so the filter doesn't get too whistly or sharp. Now add a filter envelope, so the bass opens a little at the beginning of each note. Set the attack very fast, the decay somewhere around 150 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain low to medium and release fairly short. This little filter movement is huge. It gives you that classic bass swell at the start of each note, which helps the Reese speak without just sitting there flat and lifeless. In jungle and old-school DNB, movement matters. You don't want the bass to sound static. You want it to feel like it's breathing with the track. If you want even more motion, you can add a slow LFO to the filter cutoff or Waveedable position. Keep it subtle. The goal is not to make it wobble like a modern dubstep patch. The goal is just to keep the sound evolving in a natural way. For a beginner, though, the filter envelope alone is often enough to make the patch feel musical. Now let's add some dirt. This is where the Reese starts sounding like it belongs under breakbeats. Drop in a saturator after the synth. Start with drive around plus 3 to plus 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. That gives you harmonics and a bit of controlled aggression, which helps the bass cut through on smaller speakers and in a busy mix. If you want a bit more attitude, drum bus can be very useful too. Use it lightly. A little drive, maybe a touch of crunch, but be careful with boom. For a Reese, too much extra low end can get messy fast. You want attitude, not mud. You could also try overdrive or pedal if you want a nastier jungle edge. Just remember, the trick is to blend, not destroy. A little grit goes a long way. Now we control the stereo image. This is important. Classic DNB bass should be mono in the low end and wider in the mids and highs. That means you do not want your sub frequencies spreading all over the stereo field. Put a utility after the synth or after your effects and keep an eye on width. If the bass starts sounding too loose, pull it back. A good rule of thumb is to keep the fundamental under about 120 Hz centered and let the distortion and upper harmonics create the width. If the low end is wide, the mix can fall apart in mono, and that is a common beginner mistake. So check mono early. Flip the mix to mono and listen. If the bass disappears or goes hollow, reduce the stereo effect and detune a bit. Now clean it up with EQ8. Gently high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove useless rumble. If it sounds muddy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's harsh, tame some of the 2 to 5 kHz range. And if you want a bit more bite, a gentle boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help. The important thing here is not to make the bass sound perfect in solo. The Riedel test is how it works with the drums. A reese that sounds huge on its own can still clash badly with the break if it's not sitting in the right range. If you want a more classic jungle swirl, you can add Coruscant Sambal very lightly, or even a subtle facer flanger. Just remember, these are seasoning, not the main meal. Too much and the base gets washed out. Used carefully, though, they can make the upper harmonics feel more alive and more old school. Now let's talk about the MIDI, because a reese patch is only half the story. The rhythm is what makes it groove. Start with a simple one-bar pattern. Use short notes, leave space for the kick and snare, and think about syncopation. A lot of old-school jungle bass lines feel powerful because they do not play constantly. They leave room. That empty space lets the drums hit harder. Try a note on beat one, then another note just after the snare, then maybe a short pickup into the next bar. Keep it simple at first. Use one or two root notes. Minor keys are a great place to start, like F minor, G minor, A minor, or D minor. Dark D&B often works best when the harmony is simple but the texture is rich. If you want the line to feel more musical, try call and response. Maybe one note or stab answers the snare, then another phrase answers the kick. That back and forth feeling is very much part of jungle phrasing. For a stronger, cleaner low end, it's often a good idea to separate the sub from the reese. Make a second MIDI track with a sine wave in operator, analog, or wave-eatable. Keep it mono, simple, and clean. Let it follow the root notes. That way the reese can focus on character and movement, while the sub carries the weight without getting smeared by the effects. This is a really important mindset shift. Think in layers, not one perfect patch. In jungle and old-school D&B, the bass often works best when the sub and the angry mid-range are separate. That gives you much more control. After that, sidechain the bass to the drums. Use Ableton's compressor with sidechain from the kick, or from the drum bus if that works better for your arrangement. Keep it subtle. Fast attack. Release somewhere around 50 to 150 milliseconds, and a ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is a good starting point. You don't want the bass pumping like a house track. You just want it to duck enough so the break can breathe. A few quick mistakes to watch out for. First, do not make the reese too wide in the low end. That causes phase issues and weak club translation. Second, do not overdo detune. If the oscillators are too far apart, the sound stops feeling tight. Third, don't stack a bunch of effects before the raw synth even sounds good. Get the basic patch working first, then enhance it. And fourth, always test the bass in context with the drums. Solo sound can be misleading. If you want to go further, here are some great beginner-friendly moves. Resample the reese once you like it. Print it to Audino, chop it into phrases, reverse little bits, or process it further with EQ and grainy effects. That resampling approach is very old-school jungle. It gives the bass more personality and a handmade feel. You can also automate the filter cutoff across a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase. Open it slightly for fills, close it down for tension, and open it up more before the drop. That simple automation can make the track feel like it's breathing. If you want extra grime, try very subtle redux, erosion, or frequency shifter. Again, tiny amounts. The best dark D&B usually sounds controlled, not broken. It's about intentional dirt, not random destruction. So let's recap the whole process. Start with two simple oscillators. Detune them slightly. Shape them with a low-pass filter and envelope movement. Add saturation and a little width in the mids. Clean the low end with EQ. Keep the sub mono. Write a rhythm that leaves space for the break. Sidechain lightly to the drums. And always check the sound in mono and in context. That's the core of a classic jungle reese in Ableton Live 12. Simple idea, powerful result. Once you get this basic patch working, you can start making variations, smoother and deeper, darker and redder, or more chaotic and chopped up after resampling. If you want a quick practice challenge, build a 4-bar loop with just 2 root notes, a separate sine sub, and some filter automation. Make one version smoother, one version heavier, and compare them. That kind of ear training is how you start hearing what really works in drum and bass. Alright, that's your starting point. Keep it simple, keep it gritty, and let the drums and bass talk to each other. That's the jungle energy right there.